So last night were my callbacks. Last night was my callbacks. I had callbacks last night for same time next year. And before I even left, I had to debate what to wear. And I was looking at what Alan Alda wears in the movie version. And he dresses in a lot of button downs and a lot of blazers. And so I decided I'm going to wear a button down for sure. And I really debated on the blazer. And Sierra was like, I feel like the blazer might be trying too hard. And I'm like, I am trying hard. So it's fine. So I did go button down and blazer, but I went with jeans so they could see I was also casual. Then I went to the callback.
Your daily Lex.
So when I get there, there's the director who I don't really know. There's a person from the theater who I do know well, who works on all the shows. And there's a woman who I can tell right away is the stage manager just from where she's sitting. And then there's one other woman who I don't know. And the director's asking me a few questions because, you know, there's still a few minutes to go. And he wanted to know, among other things, more information about my spinal surgery because it had come up in my audition video. All the auditions were over video. I was hoarse and had a giant wound with a bandage over it. So I had mentioned, hey, I just had the surgery, but I'll be fine by the time of the show, whatever. So he's like, what is that? And how are you? And blah, blah, blah. So then I am informed that the other woman there is another person who's called back. And he's like, listen, you're the only two who are called back tonight because the scheduling was chaotic. So I had various people coming to various callbacks and you're the two who I have here because I was matching people by age and height and whatever else. So just because you're the only two people here doesn't mean that it's yours or not yours. You know, there's a bunch of different people, whatever. Hop up on stage and let's do these scenes. So we do the scenes. We do most of them twice. We did one three times. He wanted to see big choices is what he told us. And he wanted to see that we could take direction when he gave us some, which he did. I really actually really liked the direction he gave. And I think that's a tricky thing to do in auditions, especially for a director to give direction. And of course, it's intimidating to try to have feedback on it or to incorporate it right away because you want to do it right, whatever. So we do those things. And so minutes of doing these different scenes. God. And then he's like, okay. And he hands us the scripts, the full scripts, not the photocopies we had. And he said, I actually lied to you. You're the only two people I called back and you guys got the parts. And he basically said, yeah, it wasn't a done deal that it was you because if this didn't go well, I was going to have to bring back more people. But you were the only two people I called back because I thought from the auditions that you two were it and you looked really compatible, blah, blah, blah. So crazy. As soon as he said it was it, I suddenly was terrified because when he handed me the script, God, that's a long script for just two people. I'm going to start the memorizing now. The show's in January. We're going to start blocking probably November, December, but, I'm going to start memorizing now because that's a lot of play to memorize. I am legitimately, scared about it. There's also three different times where my character, the Alan Alda character in the movie, plays piano. And one of the songs that he plays early on is If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake, a song I don't really know. It was on Sesame Street once, maybe twice. It's in the movie. It's a real song. It's a novelty song, and I'm pretty good at knowing novelty songs, but I don't really know this one. But I learned how to play that on piano today, so that was exciting. There's one point where I play like a classical music piece, but I believe they intend to pipe that one in while I mime playing it, because I'm not going to learn that one. By the way, I apologize for weird hiccups in this recording. Logic keeps stopping. It's been doing that multiple times on this very high-powered Mac, and I don't know why. I got to figure it out. Maybe another reboot will fix it. Who knows? Anyway, yeah, I got the part, and I got to learn lines and piano, so very exciting. Anyway, happy Wednesday. More soon. Goodbye.
Lex.